Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. This is take two of this episode because we got tongue-tied. I'm Tal Williams, or Mr. Williams, pre-K on social media.
I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth. And today we are joined by our fellow board teachers.
Podcaster, hoster.
Podcaster, actress, teacher, aficionado, whatever you want to call it. I'm gonna give you all the titles.
All of them.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, this is an honor. And I like that it is a take two.
It's take two.
Yes.
Because
we needed a moment. But you're like board teachers.
We're hot messes.
And that's your podcast. Tell me the podcast.
And then about me more.
And I relate because no.
Yeah, so I have a new podcast coming out, The Hot Mess Teacher Express.
I love it.
It's not a new podcast. It took a little pause for a little bit, yeah, but
took a pre-K pause.
Got a new set. It's still going to be a hot mess because it's me, but
I love that.
No, listen, I think I'm bringing that hot mess energy.
We love a relatable hot mess. Yes. Like, I think every teacher is a hot mess at some point or another.
I still am.
I always am.
Yeah. Always.
Not growing out of that.
No.
You're like a board teacher, like, celebrity. You're
Stop
all over it.
Now. Stop you, it. No,
I won't.
Tell.
I refuse.
No, you're making me blush, but like, keep going.
She's like the OG. It's like, how are you? I can't believe we're in your press ends. Tell me everything.
I feel like I've been with board teachers for
a while.
For eternity.
How long have you, really?
I started making videos for them in 2017.
So it's 5 years. Five years.
That is a long time.
You have a toddler with board. It's the board teacher toddler for you.
Board
toddlers.
Board toddlers.
That's the next one coming out.
It's like, oh my gosh.
It's going to be a mommy daddy channel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Board toddlers. You're talking about your kids.
I should not be giving advice on parenting. I didn't say or it was going to be advice.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's going to be like, like a better Coco Melon, but no music. we can't write music
here. Just like slow blink.
Yeah, just the slow blink podcast.
It's like ambient music and you just can nap during it. I don't know why we call it bored toddler parents and just like you nap. You're welcome.
Don't steal this. We
came up with the idea. So you can't steal. It's copywritten and stuff.
Man, being a parent sounds wild.
How is that?
It is. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. I want to say I kind of went into parenting a lot like I went into teaching. Like, I'm going to be the best at this. I'm going to make it look so good. I don't. And
I think you do.
Well, thank you. I don't. But you feel like you know a lot of things going in. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I would never do that. I would never do that. And no, you do what you can to survive every single day.
You know nothing.
I'm fighting for my life.
Oh, you want to hear that song for the 1,000th time? Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Right. You want to read this book again? Absolutely.
How old is your little one at home?
He's 18 months old.
he's still a baby.
Mm-hmm, he's still a baby.
And we have another one.
And we have another little hot mess cooking.
Do you know what the hot mess is?
It's a girl.
That's exciting.
This is actually exclusive information. I have not announced this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I was like, you heard it here first.
Gender reveal.
Oh my gosh.
I brought like a balloon to pop.
You should have.
Done that. Oh, we could have gotten like a Pop-Tart from across the street. They have like pink filling.
Yeah.
We could have done a Pop-Tart.
Okay, you know
reveal.
What? That's what. Yeah. Okay.
Devin's like, I'm gonna run and get it.
You know what? Take three. We're gonna go get a pink
Pop-Tart. Actually, that Pop-Tart sounds really good right now.
We'll get it for this.
Yeah. Oh, now they have one of each.
A boy and a girl, which will be very, very interesting. Mm. I feel like I don't know like the relationships that you know like have or had with your mom. Like it's mom relationships are very interesting and complicated. And beautiful, but it's weird to think that I'm in that role now.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but I see it approaching, and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
I don't know, I feel like I'm one of the only people in my like class that I graduated with that hasn't had kids yet. I'm late to the party.
The late bloomer.
But it's okay. Yeah. I'll show up fashionably late because I'm enjoying where my life is right now. But I want that and I see that, but I'm like, not yet.
Right, exactly. and that's the thing. Like, you kind of have to enjoy the life where you're at. And that was really hard for me because I got married a lot later than all of my friends. Like, I was the late bloomer when it came to like getting married. And I felt like I was so behind in life. Oh. And like, there's no need to like feel that pressure at all, because
I hate that.
It's a beautiful thing to be able to just accept your life for where it is, and it's on your own track. And
I used to do that to myself so badly, like in college. Okay, so when I graduated college, I graduated in 2016, and it was like the summer, and I'm a person that like I'm very goal oriented, and I have to have like the next thing I'm going to be doing in like the forefront that I'm like working towards and like actively trying to get to. And when I graduated, I was like, now what? Like, what's next? And I'm like 21 years old having a crisis because I didn't have a job yet. So like, it was, I don't know, back then we didn't have like as bad of a teacher shortage as we do now.
Oh, yeah.
And no, so it was like impossible to find an elementary ed job where I was. Yeah. And so I'm like panicking. I'm like, my life has no meaning. I don't have a full-time job as a teacher. I graduated school. What do I do?
Mommy, I'm coming home.
Right. I already lived at home. I didn't have anything.
I think that's why I've always told people that, like, I think, like, being, like, a gay man, like, it's, like, a huge thing in the queer community, like, turning 30. Like, oh, my God. You couldn't pay me to go back to my 20s. I was so insecure.
I didn't know what I wanted. You say that to me, and I still...
I love being in my 30s. I love it. Like, I also, like, you do make decisions. Like, we don't want kids. We want... You know, so you're very comfortable in where you're at. And also, like, I just am way more confident than I am at 30 than I was in my 20s, because I was, like, this little insecure, like... Again, like, why was I 21 having an extension? Was it not existential?
Existential.
You got it.
Thanks. I
you
also called him Guy Ferrari yesterday. So that, what's his name?
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I don't know words. I thought a rhinoceros was called a rhinosaur. And so I was 30.
Wait, what was the water that you kept saying?
I don't remember what the name.
Zypher Hillis.
You say it. I don't know how to say the word.
Zypher Hills.
Zypher Hills.
But he said Zypher Hillis.
So what is this medical water?
I love tell pronouncing words.
I can't. I apparently am terrible at this, but no, I feel like I'm way more confident where I'm at in my 30s than I am in my 20s.
Absolutely,
it's these years of experience. What have I accomplished? What have I done? Looking back at it, and we have a game kind of like that. What is it called? What's the sip game called?
Oh, the game we're playing today.
Yeah,
so we thought it would be, I was like, I totally missed, I missed your segue.
I'm good,
so, that was so good. It was so smooth. I didn't see it.
So professional. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
We thought it would be super fun to kind of switch it up this episode. And instead of just like having a general topic that we're going to talk about, we are going to play kind of like a PG drinking game. So we've got our juice and our coffee here.
This is what we call the 30-year-old drinking game.
This is the 30-year-old drink, yeah. On a Sunday morning?
Yes. This is the brunch drinking game.
Yeah.
And we're going to play Take a Sip If. And like our producer, Devin, is going to ask us some different, or give us some different statements. Yeah. And he'll say like, take a sip if you blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, we're going to tell some stories about our life experiences thus far. Mm-hmm. So take it away, Devin.
Boy. All right. Well, this is exciting. Happy to be here asking random questions and making random statements about things. first of all, let's start out with...
Oh, I grabbed my cup.
Take a sip if you have taught a lesson without a lesson plan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who
wants to take
that
story?
One?
That was every
day. I was trying to think of a story, but I don't know that there's one story.
Tough, because it's when it's every day.
So I would have like a general idea of where I was going. Like, I know what standard I'm working towards, and I know we're going to do this activity, but like, I wouldn't sit there and map out how I was going to introduce it and like what I was going to say or anything like that. And I would just kind of like hop up and be like, all right, kids, now we're going to do this and this, like, you know, just kind of like pulling it out of thin air.
Yeah.
That's mainly how I do that.
As Miley said, it's all about the climb, It's all about the climb. Go ahead.
Okay. Next statement.
Okay. I got this.
Take a sip if you have ever given a student homework, extra homework on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh. Well, I didn't give homework. I was pre-K.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you why. This happened this week.
I had a
Jesus moment with my students. Because fifth grade is that weird year where they are getting older, they're taking on responsibility, but they still want to blame everything on everyone else, and they still don't want to take accountability for their own stuff. So I had assigned one page of math homework last Friday. And I always, when I give homework, I always give multiple days because I know they're in all these activities. Right. I know they have stuff to do.
Right.
I was a kid before. I understand that. So they always have multiple days to get it done. So there, you know, there really was no reason why they couldn't have done it. I give them time in the morning. Mm-hmm. So even if they can't do it at home or they don't have an adult to do it at home with them, they could come in the morning, sit at my table with me
and do it.
Or they could take time like during recess if they really wanted to.
Oh my gosh.
Some of my students do that. They will sit there and do it during recess so they don't have to do it at home. And that's fine. I gave this homework on Friday. Come in on Monday. 6 out of 17 kids turned in their homework.
No.
I sat them down and I was like, listen. And I heard excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And I understand that there are some valid excuses.
Right.
Like, I'm not being insensitive to, you know, home right. situations or whatever. Like, if a kid legitimately came up to me and said, listen, Mrs. Woolley, this is what happened.
Right.
Can I bring it in tomorrow? Absolutely. That's totally fine.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, I had one that was like, oh, my mom lost the paper. I was like,
maybe that's not your mom's
honey,
work.
I gave your mother that paper in her hand last week. I said, so you asked her where the paper was. Yep, I did. I said, okay, so I can message her right now and ask her if that was
well,
what
really
you
busy.
Said. And he was like, yep. And I don't think he thought I was going to do it. So I did. And she was like, no, he never asked me about any homework assignment. I was like, why are you lying straight to my face? So I sat them all down. I was like, listen, I'm like, being irresponsible and not taking accountability for your stuff, it's not going to fly in here. And I was like, what would happen if I came to school and just said, sorry, Mrs. So-and-so, the principal, I didn't write my lesson plans this week. So sorry, the kids, I guess, are just going to do whatever today. Like, and they'd be like, you'd lose your job. I'm like, yeah, I would. So I'm like, do you think I like to go home and sit and grade all your papers all weekend? No, but that's my responsibility. I have to do that. Like, there are things in life that we sometimes just have to do.
Right.
And I'm like, you could have spent 5 minutes getting this one little teeny page of homework done and been done with it than having me having to do this. So I said, tonight, you have homework. It's due Wednesday. If you don't turn it in on Wednesday, I'm going to print extra copies, and that's what you'll do in the morning instead of soft starts. So I let them play like board games and stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, you'll do your homework instead. Every kid turned in homework on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I wanted those
I was
soft
like,
starts.
Yes. I'm like, my message went through. I'm like, but like, sometimes you just have to have that come to Jesus
right.
talk.
Right.
And absolutely. Give extra homework.
Yeah.
I think it's so hard to like stick to your guns like that too. So bravo.
Thank
because
you.
When you have that much uh-huh. of the class not turning in their homework.
Yeah, no. I'm like, I have to set the precedence that this is not okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was my giving extra homework.
Way to go.
Way
that
to
was,
go.
That was a good one. Okay.
So, okay.
I know, approved. I'm the mean one.
All right. So next one is, take a sip if you have ever had a favorite student, but that student did not favorite you and you were denied.
Some of my favorite students are the ones that are like the most challenging. Is that what you're saying? Like a student was like
maybe you really liked them.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't like you back.
It's always the rotten ones I love. I think they're so funny. I think like I have to sit there. The only thing I liked about COVID was that I had to wear a mask, so when they said something funny to me, like, they couldn't see that I was laughing. Because I'm like, that's okay. You know what? You roasted me. That's funny. I'm going to give you that. But I'm going to make it look like I'm real upset about it. Oh, yeah, 100%.
See, I feel like I like those ones too.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I've ever had one of them that didn't like me back eventually. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, at first they try to like push you and see what they can get away with. But then when they realize like you're not going to let them do that, they kind of like change sides.
Yeah.
You know? So I agree with you. I like them too.
I have the pre-case. They don't change their mind about you.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be in a little bit of denial that
I just think everyone,
they
all the kids love me.
They
all loved
everyone
us.
Everyone loves me.
All
I'm amazing.
I don't need them to love me. I need them to know I'm safe. So like it is telling when a kid like gets hurt, and then they'll run up to you after they get hurt because you're a safe person. Mm-hmm. So I don't need them to like me. But if I see that they get hurt and they run up to me, I'm like, okay, I'm a safe person for them.
That
so
is a good way to
play.
I like that.
Yeah. whenever I had those difficult kids, it was always very validating for me when they felt like they could be emotionally
100%
able to express themselves. Yeah. So
that, yell at me. That, it's okay. Yeah. No, don't yell at me.
This means you love me, right?
Take a sip if you've ever written a basic vocabulary word on the board and spelled it wrong.
Oh my gosh, all the time.
What are your guys' words?
I can't even say them. Well, my kids can't read, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's like, plus.
I mean, I still, I'm 31, and to this day, Wednesday, I cannot spell that word for the life of me. I cannot spell exercise ever. So when I'm sitting there like, this is our plan for tape, we're going to go outside, like we do the like PE and whatever, we'll put the thing down, the lesson plans, their child observation records, and we get to say they've exercised this. Exercise. I can't spell that word.
Do you spell it like the EX and put the C next?
I don't know how to spell it.
I think I do.
I think that's what I make that mistake.
I'll put it like a C before the C is needed.
Yeah. And then the red squiggly line comes up and I'm like,
I'm not doing it.
See, fifth graders will straight up call you out. I'm not the person, like the teacher that's like, you're not supposed to correct me. And I'll be like, hey, thanks for doing that. Yeah, I messed that up. And I'll just correct it. But they'll do that like when I'm, because I don't really like write on the whiteboard a lot. I have like just my computer I type on. So we'll be like typing a paragraph together or whatever, and I'll make a mistake and not catch it, and they'll tell me. But yeah, I will misspell stuff all the time because I'm typing so fast.
Right. Have you done that with math before?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Where you get to, like,
no, in the first we day
got
of
a
school.
New, we got a new math curriculum.
Yeah.
And I was literally learning
which
it
one?
With the children. It was.
What was it called?
It was Eureka.
Oh, okay.
Which is a totally like scripted math curriculum program, and it does math in a totally different way. And it was the first year, and it builds on top of each other, so that by the time that they get to fifth grade, the stuff that they learned in first grade was stuff that they know how to do.
In.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it just like wasn't going well. I was learning it too, and I did this whole long fraction problem, got to the end, felt super confident in it, and was like, looked at the curriculum book and I was like, oh, that's not right at all.
Those are not even numbers.
They were all, like, how did I get narwhal?
Where'd that G come from?
That's really embarrassing because you spent all this time teaching. And then it just...
That is so funny.
I always have like at least one student that's like super, super intelligent. And they'll like want to correct you, but in the nicest way, because they don't want to offend you. So like I'll put something on the board and then like I have one this year and he'll be like, Mrs. Woolley, isn't that supposed to be this? I'm like, yes, thank you, so-and-so. Yes, it is.
It could be, if you want to interpret it that way.
It could also be that. Yeah.
No, that's math. There's no interpretation of that, babes.
No, on the first day of school, I always tell my kids, like, math is not my strong suit. I had to learn how to do this math because I'm not used to it. And, like, I straight up tell them, like, I'm going to mess it up at some point. I'm like, it's okay if you tell me.
Yeah.
Just be nice about it.
So, it gets better over time.
It does. It does.
All right, so take a sip if you've ever had a really obnoxious teacher's pet that you had to say, cool it a little bit.
I had to save them from themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mine was always, in the younger grades, it works as tattletales.
Mm. Yeah.
And I will say I was called Tell the Tattletale all the time growing up because I was that. The thing is, I was that student.
Yeah, me too.
Sarah, I won't say her last name, but we were in first grade in Mrs. Overman's class. And she, Mrs. Overman always, I think I told the story before, I love it. She wore those jean dresses and I loved it. This was 95. I don't remember. It was in the 90s.
Like embroidered like flowers.
Yes.
Like
yes. Just as, oh my God. And Sarah was chewing on her eraser and I was taught that lead is poisonous. And I was like, Sarah, you're going to get lead poisoning. And she was, I had a speech impediment until I was in eighth grade.
Aww.
From preschool to eighth grade. My R's were W's. I'm like, you're going to get real sick. And then she didn't stand. I was like, Mrs. Overman, Sarah's in her pencil. And then she was like super embarrassed. So everyone called me Tell the Tattletale. And so when I have the students, I'm like, listen, I'm saving you. Like you said, I'm saving you from yourself.
Yeah.
Listen, ain't nobody want to hang out with you. They're going to make fun of you. Okay. So stop narking on them.
Tell those from experience.
I feel like I was that. I was that person too. Like I was the girl at recess that would like stand with the teachers.
I was too.
And the
Listen,
this is
okay.
So embarrassing. Oh my
Why
gosh.
Weren't we
to
cool?
Think about.
I feel like a lot of teachers were teachers' pets at some point.
I think so.
I've said this before. I was voted teacher's pet in high school.
So it was just written in the stars. Oh wait, in high school. Were you standing next to your teacher at recess in high school?
No, it was sixth grade.
Oh,
sixth
that's
grade.
A long time.
I didn't do that either.
In sixth grade, let's talk about it.
I got told to go play. Like,
get away from us.
Like,
that's the teacher's nice way.
And I remember being at a recess duty and having those kids come up, and you're mm-hmm. like, I just. Yes. Want a moment away right. from you for a moment. Yeah.
The nice way for outside. Teachers yeah. to kick kids away from them is for us to say, okay, honey, go play.
Go play.
Go play. Go play. Because I want you at least 15 yeah. feet away from me right now.
Oh, yeah.
I
you
need
have to.
A moment of
It's our
personal
recess,
space.
Too. I'm supervised. I'm watching you, but I need a break as well. Look at that.
All right. I think we have time for a couple more
okay.
here.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Take a sip. If your observation unexpectedly went way better than you imagined it was going to go.
Oh.
Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have them go the opposite way, but I've had some go swimmingly. And I was like, me? The star pupil?
Moi.
Okay. We had an ELCO, which is like a literature observation. Someone comes to make sure that you have all the correct literature in your classroom. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten new books and I put them out. You can't have any character books. So like... You can't have like there's like a Sesame Street book or a Dora. You can't have those out. It has to be all like
Is there a why?
Just because they want real books about culture and diversity and all that. Okay. And so I had just gotten new books and I was like rotating them out and I was nervous because you know kids destroy books. And the ELCO was that day. I had no idea and I was like, wow, everyone else needs to step it up. No, I got new books.
See, I know I'm not the only teacher that bribes their kids before they know their principal's coming in to observe them. I straight up do that. I have no shame. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell my kids. If I know it's happening, if it's not a walkthrough, I'm going to tell my kids, listen, Mrs. D is coming in soon, and we need to be on our best behavior. And if we do that, there's a Jolly Rancher in it for you. Like,
yeah. Damn.
I'm not above bribery.
Maybe even two Jolly Ranchers. Yeah.
Maybe five extra minutes of recess.
Jess, I know you had.
Oh, I mean, like the same. I would bribe them mm-hmm. senseless.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like,
what did you bribe? What was your bribe of choice?
It was extra recess.
Yeah,
the class,
the free one.
Oh, you did a good one.
The class that I needed, like they were just so motivated to not ever be in a classroom.
You want
to
be outside.
They wanted to be outside. And
Gosh, maybe I should have tried. I don't think I ever tried extra free. Because that was for me. If they didn't do well, I still want to go outside. I needed this. It was always donuts. The munchkins. Every time. And if I didn't bring it, they'd be like, oh, do you need to call the director in and run to the Dunkin' Donuts real quick? Because you didn't bring them in for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're five. How do you remember that?
They never forget mm-hmm. a donut.
Oh, they mm-hmm. do not.
Mm-mm.
Donut days.
They do not.
If you owe them something, they're going to hold that over your head for years.
Oh, yeah.
One of my students, so when my TikTok first... was like going viral and everything. I made a video of like, you know how Joe D used to line his kids up from recess with the caw? So I do that with my kids. And I made a video just like, so I go, fifth grade, caw, and they all caw back and they run and get in line. And my one student like went off. Like none of my kids are ever into my videos, but you could hear their voices and I have parent permission.
They're running, caw.
But he was screaming it. And it was just really funny. And he goes, Mrs. Woolley, how much money did I make you on that video?
Oh,
and I was like, I mean, TikTok doesn't pay that much. And he was
pennies.
Now to this day, he's in seventh grade now. And he's like, Mrs. Woolley, you still owe me like $300 from that video.
That is funny.
Every day when he sees me in the hallway. He's like, you
senior
year,
he's gonna get a 300-hour cash scholarship. Here you go, babes. Go buy a book.
I should do that.
Go buy a textbook.
He turns 18, and you get like a letter from his lawyer.
Like, listen, wow. He's like, now I can get legal
this
advice.
This child actor. Do you have a good one? A one last story?
I think I have one more good one that might result in a good story from someone.
Ooh.
Oh.
So, take a sip if you've ever returned graded tests or papers to the wrong student.
Mm-mm.
No,
okay,
I don't think
I
have.
I lied. It's worse than that, though.
Oh, I'm interested. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. What is it?
I did a parent-teacher conference on the wrong kid.
No.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I had the file in front of me, and I was going over their results, and I was like, because I said it like 12 times. It's a child observation record, and it is like 80 questions you have to answer on the kid 4 times a year.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going through, and I'm like, I don't remember. I'm going to call her Joanne. I'm like, I don't remember. Okay, trust yourself. Time. I get to the end of it, and I see, and it's not Joanne's name, and I look to the parent. I'm like, I grabbed the wrong file. And I looked at, I did a hour parent-teacher conference on the wrong child.
Oh,
and
but
I
was, you admitted it to them.
At the end of the hour. I was
okay. That's
like,
good, though.
Like, and it was like, the emotional and the social emotional stuff was similar. It was the academics. And I was so embarrassed. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Full hour. I go to have them sign all the paperwork. And I was like, that is not your child.
What was the parents' reaction? During the conference, were they surprised?
Yeah, they didn't stop you?
they don't. I have the copy, and then I read it to them, and at the end of it, they sign it, and they get their own.
Yeah.
So I think like when I went to go flip it over, I realized when I went to go have them sign, I was like, that's not their name. So they didn't have the copy. So the parent thought it was, like, they took it in good humor. I was talking about the social emotional stuff, I don't have to look at the paper. I can tell you, I know your child. Is the academic stuff, I'm like, is that her? And so they laughed about it. I'm like, she's doing better than what this is. Like, if we can do another conference, the parent was like, it's fine. Thank God they thought
it was
funny.
At least they were cool about it. Like, I think it's fine because it was an honest mistake and you corrected it. And we're like, I did not mean to. This was totally a mistake.
And I offered them. I was like, I'll call you next week. But
right. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Full conference.
I mean, obviously, you know, that's an hour of y'all's wasted time.
Yes, it was. And I was like,
it happens.
7 at night. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'll buy you coffee. I'll do anything you want. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I said I was a fun teacher, not a good one.
On that note, I think we should have a little bit of fun before we end the episode. We have And we thought it'd be fun to take the picture cards and like come up with teacher memes to go with them. So we're going to each
get
some random cards and then we're going to make random a random meme.
Goodbye.
Okay, I got a good one.
Okay.
Who goes first?
You go first.
Okay. Yeah. You go first. Okay.
When you have to call a parent and they say the child does not act like that at home.
That's suspicious.
That's weird.
That's weird. Okay. Mine is when your class won't stop talking and you say, I'll wait.
Is that the alien? I love that so much.
Me after I promised to play dodgeball with them out at recess.
I'm dead. She's one of my favorite memes ever.
I know.
I love that.
I love that so
much.
Oh my
gosh. Doing another.
Oh my God. Do we have time for another one? Or what time do we have?
We still have like 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't think we had a time. Let's keep going.
Okay. I thought we only. Okay. Cool.
I thought there were times we were done.
I know. I'm kind of excited we get to do more.
I have to use my comedy skills.
Okay. These are so perfect for teacher memes. Like, I'm so glad that James bought these.
I got mine last. I feel like I should get to last.
You can get extra time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so it's me. Okay. This is me wanting to run away from my teaching job after a really bad day.
Maybe I should move to LA. Okay. Me when my admin's watching me teach and a student is doing something crazy in the back of the room.
Okay, that's funny. The eye.
Just the eye. The teacher look.
You're not getting extra recess.
This is me during a self-care professional development. I think that's all I need to say.
What is that?
It's a monkey, but it's the monkey saying, terrifying. I do not like them. He's like,
why is he yellow? I've never seen that kind of a monkey before.
I think he's
show the camera.
He has a little heart. He has a little moment. You know, good for him. Oh, this one too. This is
and
my
show
little
that
monkey.
Camera.
And show this and all of them. I'm so bad at I'm so bad at cameras. Gets to see. I'm just used to the cameras following me.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna smack you. All right. Here you go.
Okay, thank hold
you.
On, I have to This is, I feel like this is either when a child calls me old or when they're roasting me. I don't know who this man is.
Who is that?
I don't know, but I feel like that's an outfit I would have worn to school. Can you imagine a child just being like...
I feel like today, you could rock that
today,
collar,
pre-K,
though.
We're going to learn about the Renaissance.
I
know.
I did play Michelangelo on a TV show, so maybe that's it.
There you go. Okay, so this is a student when they get chosen to be the line leader.
There's no confidence like a line leader being chosen.
May we all have the confidence of a line leader.
Yes.
They are the moment. They iconic.
But not the ego.
No.
No.
The confidence without the ego.
Yeah.
If you're the line leader, okay, if you're a kid and you're listening to this, don't be a narcissistic line leader.
Yeah.
Be a line leader for your people.
Be a line leader. Oh my God, I'm so
tired.
That's
a great responsibility.
I know, I'm tired.
What I feel like when a new teacher comes into our building in their 20s.
And listen, they tell you how to do your job.
What's sad about that is like when I first started, I was like, I'm the young teacher. And now I'm like 7 years in and I'm still like relatively young, but I'm like, I'm not the youngest teacher anymore.
Oh, I think that was the most horrifying part because I feel like I'm still 22 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
but you're like,
I am so young and hip. I know what all you kids are up to.
Hip. Don't say hip. That's don't a giveaway. Hip. That's a dead giveaway. Don't do it.
She's hip to the jive, mama.
You know what? You hip youngsters.
Whippersnappers. Okay.
Oh.
What is that? Oh my God, it's so cute.
Oh, okay. I'm getting to the point where my brain is like...
Do you need a minute?
I do need a minute,
Okay, mine. When we find out we're not getting a snow day tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Why does that make me so sad?
It's a little sad froggo.
Oh,
he's
I don't know why
sad.
I thought it was like a manatee at first. I feel
I know.
That.
Well, I pulled the car. I was like, what is that? It's a frog. It's so sad.
I feel like
I would really like to know the name of that frog.
I'm going to look it up
it
now.
Looks like
frog.
A burnt thumb or something. It's really sad.
Mine is when another teacher tries to give you classroom management tips.
Oh, you do. Like,
well, what I do
well,
is...
I would never. Okay,
well, just try building relationships.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not an architect. I'm not building anything. I'm kidding.
This is when you do get that notification that there's a snow day the next day.
I love the continuity.
Mm-hmm.
See, we thought of that together.
We did.
Full circle moment.
That is a full circle moment.
Let's do one more.
To be inspired by you.
Wait, I want to check mine first. This
I didn't
is
know we were
one.
Able to check them first.
I know.
So, I just want to make sure it's funny.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Mine is when I had to buy classroom supplies at the beginning of the year. just wasting my own money.
Like, yeah, that yeah, feels, it feels
right.
like that.
That, it
that
does
feels
feel
about
like that.
Right. Just burning our money.
Yep.
Okay. This is my husband when I tell him he needs to go and drive with me to my school to set up for a class party.
Oh no.
He's like, please no.
Please God no. Please no. I'm not a teacher.
Sorry, I'm cheating.
I love that.
Me when my class just won't shut up.
The queen.
The queen.
God
the
rest
queen.
Her soul.
The queen. She can wait.
Yeah.
She's like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I love it.
Look at it.
That was gorge.
Well, I think this episode was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed the little change up of the structure of our episodes.
Just a fun one. Like, I hope that y'all knew this was just easy listening, babes. This was just tune in and you're driving on Monday and just relax that brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make sure you guys check out Hot Mess Teacher Express coming soon to a podcast station near you.
It is.
And thank you to Jess for joining us on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This
we love
so
you.
Much
this
fun.
Is, this is a fun weekend.
Guys, it has been a really really fun weekend. Really has. Yes. Do we have to go home?
No. Let's stay here forever.
Stay here forever. Okay. Never leaving Orlando.
Never,
you know?
Ever. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time. Bye.